In the gospel we just heard from the fourth chapter of Mark, Jesus tells us two parables. And in these two parables, he teaches us comparisons as to what his kingdom is like. The kingdom of God, his kingdom is so unimaginable that Jesus continues to give us these comparisons so that we can begin to think about it. The first parable uses the comparison that we're familiar with, a comparison of a farmer and his seed. This comparison teaches us that our Lord's kingdom grows because it is God's work. We are participants in the kingdom, but it grows according to God's will. It is God's work, just as that seed grows in the field. Rain helps. We're grateful for that. But it's still now God's work. The second comparison is even more hopeful. Even though the kingdom of God may not be visible, even though the kingdom of God may not be evident, you may ask, where is it? Even though people may say there is no kingdom of God, when he uses that image of the mustard seed, he's using and teaching that the kingdom of God will eventually grow to encompass everything, to encompass everyone. But we must be patient as that tree grows. But it will grow. The kingdom of God will not be defeated. But we must be patient. Patience as we live our lives of faith. Patience as our lives unfold. So, the Bible said Jesus told these parables to the crowds, and the crowds apparently understood it. But the disciples didn't. Jesus had to take them privately to explain this to them. Jesus didn't take his disciples to explain some profound, deeper meaning. Jesus was trying to explain something to them. You have problems with co-workers? Read Mark's gospel. Mark portrays the disciples of Jesus as seriously lacking. Jesus, poor Jesus, he's virtually worn out trying to inspire them to believe, to inspire them to commit, to inspire them to trust. They just don't get it. And in the end, that's comforting to us. That's who we are. But the crowds got it. And what the crowds understood is that the kingdom of God grows according to God's will. We need to live God's will, and we need to be patient as the kingdom of God will encompass everything. Other than the decisions of with whom will I share my life, and what will I do in my life? Those are two big decisions for God's will. Generally, we live God's will simply, day by day, doing our daily tasks quietly, routinely. We live God's will often by doing the same thing again and again. That's where we find our holiness. When we do that faithfully, to live God's will patiently is what our Lord is teaching us today. I'll leave you with this thought. C.S. Lewis quoted him before, a great Christian author. C.S. Lewis wrote that in the end, there are really only two types of people. C.S. Lewis describes what may happen to us when we die and go before God. Either I will talk or God will speak, but the same thing will be said. C.S. Lewis said, either I will say before God, it was your will that was done, or God will say to me, it was your will that was done. The difference, he writes, is that between heaven and hell, whether we live God's will or our own. So let's pray this week in that context, that at our judgment, may we do the talking, coming before our Lord, saying, it was your will, Lord, that was done. Living our lives according to his will, patiently. And the kingdom of God will come to fulfillment. Amen.